How often do you intercede for others in prayer? How often do you see this in your mind's eye as actually taking someone to Jesus? This is Thursday, March 7th. This is one of the most important features of the miracle of Jesus that we've been looking at this week and that we will also see in the miracle next week. Next week, we will see how men brought a paralytic to Jesus based on their faith, not the faith of the man they carried to Jesus. And that leads us to a question that comes up throughout this series. How does our faith factor into the way God works in our lives? Did Jesus heal because people had faith in him? Well, that's not always the case, but it would be helpful to consider the place of faith. First, we need to know it is not the measure of our faith that matters. Jesus said that someone with faith as small as a mustard seed could tell a mountain to be removed and that would suffice. But often, as we see later in the Gospel of Mark, a person has faith but continues to be troubled by doubts. As one man Jesus met said, "I do believe, but help me with my unbelief." So God working is not contingent on a certain amount of faith in our tanks. But second, it is the object of our faith that matters, not the amount. Yes, we look to Christ by faith. It's about believing and trusting in him. And that leads to our scripture passage for today, just these two verses from Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 23. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village, when he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" Now here we see some people bringing a blind man to Jesus. We have no indication of the faith of the blind man. In a few of Jesus' miracles, faith is mentioned. In this time, there is no mention of faith. But we know that the people that brought this man to Jesus must have heard about him and had the hope that Jesus could help him. Notice the tenderness of Jesus bringing this man out of the village to care for him personally. Now on Sunday, we heard a little bit about the spit Jesus used. It seems more than strange for Jesus to heal the man in this way. Spit, in our world, is often connected to disgust, and that is the most likely explanation for it. The ills that hurt us, Jesus has disdain for. He came for the healing of the lame, the restoration of the eyesight of the blind. And in this case, his spit is disgust over the blindness that has robbed this man of sight. In this scene, we see the heart of Jesus revealed. He cares for this man. Others have said that at the time, spit was considered to have medicinal qualities, but that does not make sense of what Jesus does here. Jesus never uses medicine to provide healing. Instead, he uses touch. In his day, the blind were often shamed because it was thought the sick person must have done something to warrant blindness. But Jesus touches the man, showing his compassion and his willingness to heal. At the same time Jesus is dealing with the blindness of this man, he's also responding to the spiritual blindness of his disciples who were with him. Though he has revealed his glory to them over and over again, they remain blind to his true identity. It is just after this healing that this is what we are told. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, they say one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked them. "Who do you say I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Yes, as a result of the eyes that are opened of the blind man, the eyes of Peter are also opened. He can see that Jesus is the one they've been waiting for. Though, as we soon learn, he cannot see Jesus clearly, He does not know Jesus will have to die for the sins of the world. He at least can see that Jesus is the Messiah. Now this begs the question for us, what has God used to open your eyes to the truth of His presence, His grace, and His power? In the last chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we are told that before the news reached the disciples of Jesus' resurrection, two of His followers were headed home to a village called Emmaus. Along the way, Jesus appeared and walked with them, but they were kept from recognizing Him. Jesus asked them what had happened and why their faces were downcast, and they told Jesus that the one they had hoped would redeem Israel had been killed. They were devastated by the loss of one they loved and hoped in. Then as they were walking together, they decided to stop, and they shared food, and they broke bread, and we are told that their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus. When we read their story, we too can have those moments when our eyes are opened and we see Jesus for who He is. We know that we're loved. We know that Jesus has come. And this is my prayer for us as we learn of the miracles of Jesus, that we might hear the soft sound of sandaled feet and realize that Jesus is with us. Let's pray. Father God, Your goodness endures forever. We pray for those around us who are sick or struggling, those who need Your care and Your presence. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.